Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Frederick Lowe wrote only with Alan J. Lerner. But Lerner worked with a number of other writers. He was the restless one, eager to keep working, to do more. If Lowe was the cosmopolitan, Lerner was the romantic. This is an hour of Lerner without Lowe.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
In 1960, after Lerner and Lowe had had a falling out, Lowe decided to retire. Lerner, who was younger and more restless, continued to work with other composers. Most of Lerner's shows without Lowe had limited success, but he kept writing. From Lerner and André Previn's score to Coco, Katharine Hepburn and members of the cast with Orbach's Bloomingdale's Best and Sachs, and from Kurt Weill's 1948 score The Love Life, Karen Akers' Here I'll Stay.
Paris hates the dresses, gave them all the axe. But everything's fine right down the line for Orbach,
Bloomingdale's,
Best
and Sachs.
Horrible, says Paris, speaking of the slacks. But wait till they see the hit they'll be
at Orbach's, Bloomingdale's, Best and Sachs. Cheer up and smile, my lady's face is too long. 180 million growing Americans couldn't be wrong. Clothes that have a simple line seem never old or sloppy. Plus, the fact the other kind is goddamn hard to copy. Out of date, says Paris, youth is what she lacks. We guarantee this, they just can't miss. At Orbach's, Bloomingdale's the Best and Sachs.
Do all your copies wear as well and last as long as a real Chanel? Are all the copies you make and sell exactly the same as a real Chanel?
They're totally identical in every way, authentical and made to a perfection no collection could surpass. Except the collars run a bit, the seams become undone a bit.
The wool is made of plastic and the plastic's made of glass.
And occasionally they go up in a flame. But they're practically, yes, practically the same.
Tedious, says Paris, flatter than her chest. But what'll they say on opening day at Orbach's, Bloomingdale's, Sachs and Best? Here they may not want you, we want all you have. For what do they know? We know they'll go at Orbach's, Bloomingdale's, Best and Sachs.
I've no will to go from home, or have no urge the seas to roam, or turn my back on a distant star, and never burn to wander far. It's not because of fear, it's because my goal is clear. There's a far land, I'm told, where I'll find a field I know where I belong, and here I'll stay with you. For that land is a sandy illusion, it's the theme of a dream gone astray, and the world others. I can find loving you.
Katharine Hepburn and members of the cast, Orbach's Bloomingdale's Best and Sachs, and Karen Akers, Here I'll Stay. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lerner and Lowe collaborated on three shows between 1942 and 1945, none of them hits. In 1947, they truly arrived with Brigadoon. Yet Lerner wrote his next show in 1948 with Kurt Vile. Love Life told the story of a couple which never ages as they progress from 1791 to 1948. Susan and Sam Cooper struggle to cope with an ever-changing world without losing their tie to the land and one another. Thomas Hampson sings the anthem-like This Is the Life.
Sprawl on the bed at my leisure and ease. I can throw my ashes all around the floor. I can read at night. I can even snore. The closet's mine, every hanger in there. No more loaded hooks do I ever share. The top is mine. The sink is mine. The chair is mine. The room is mine. Yes, honey.
Samuel Cooper, in 728, I'd like to order dinner before it is too late. I'll have shrimps and steak, make it medium well, and the richest dessert in the whole hotel. But speed is important, bring it on the run. I'm hungry. What? Yes, I said for one. You heard me? Damn it! Service for one!
Why do they ask me? Every time I fall, what's so bizarre about a man alone? That's a thing they say that time will heal. I wonder why it hasn't done it yet. I wonder why the memory's never gone. I even think they're starting. Cut it out, go out and have a whirl. You know the spots, go out and have a spree. You've got a phone, don't get yourself a girl. Go on, you dope, you're absolutely free. Sitting in tonight, I'm heading out where the lights are bright. Room service, I've got my freedom, the thing is done. But what's the sense if I don't have fun? This is Samuel Cooper, the order's dead. You've been too long, I'm going out instead. I'm going out, I need a change of view. There must be something out there to do. I've got my freedom, the perfect life. Don't have a family, a home, a wife. This is life, a life for me. This is the way.
Thomas Hampson, This Is the Life. Songwriters for Broadway shows often write songs they never use. They might last a few days or even a few weeks, but eventually the writers replace them. Sometimes years later, a songwriter will return to that cut song and use it in a different show or use it as the basis for a new song. One of the most appealing numbers in the 1959 Lerner and Lowe movie Gigi was I Remember It Well. In 1948, for Love Life, Weill and Lerner had written a similar song with the same name. First, the successful song from Gigi, and then its predecessor from Love Life, I Remember It Well.
I can remember everything as if it were yesterday. We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Yes, I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Yes, I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right. That's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. Often I've thought of that Friday
Monday
night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride,
you walked me home.
You lost a glove,
I lost a comb.
Yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky,
we had some rain.
Those Russian songs
from sunny Spain.
Yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold,
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay, a prince of love in every way.
Oh yes, I remember it well.
I was making this chair for you, my last piece, as it should be.
Funny. When you opened the store, you made the first piece for me, too. This rocker.
That's right, I did.
Do you remember the night you gave it to me? It was just a few days after we came to Mayville. It was on my birthday.
Remember? I do indeed, Susan. I remember every detail of that evening just as if it were yesterday. Just as if it were yesterday. It was late at night.
It was 6:15.
You were dressed in white.
I was all in green.
That's right. I remember. Had flown upstairs to bed for the night.
When you brought the chair, they both were there, but outside of that, you are right.
But the moon was low.
Yes, the moon was low.
And I loved you so. Yes, I did love you so, and it seemed even more than ever before. Am I right?
Oh, yes,
Maurice Chevalier and Hermione Gingold, and then Thomas Hampson and Gene Lehmann with two versions of I Remember It Well. In Germany, Kurt Weill was a modernist composer for a musical theater that was highly political and satiric. When he fled to America to escape the Nazis, he quickly mastered the more romantic, more melodic style of American musicals. After beginning his collaborations with such literary figures as Langston Hughes and Maxwell Anderson, he moved on to professional lyricists like Ira Gershwin and Alan J. Lerner. You hear Weill's new melodic writing and Lerner's appealing lyrics in Love Life. The Palast Orchestra with Green Up Time.
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I I took breath and thought, could it be this green up time? Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were pushing up through the ground for green up time. And sure enough, the bluebells tinkled, acre in the glen. And sure enough, I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green of time.
Palast Orchestra, Green Up Time. Like many lyricists of his time, Lerner took side trips to Hollywood to write for the movies. He did so with Lowe and without him. For his first movie, Royal Wedding, in 1951, he wrote book and lyrics for a musical whose goal was to take advantage of the great interest in Princess Elizabeth's coronation as queen. As always, Lerner demonstrated great variety in his writing. No matter what sort of tune a composer gave him, he would come up with a lyric that fit and that felt right. Case in point, two songs from Royal Wedding, written with composer Burton Lane. Fred Astaire and Jane Powell, How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Loved You When You Know I've Been a Liar All My Life, and then Astaire with You're All the World to Me.
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
All my doggone cheating lies.
You said you would love me long and never would do me wrong, and faithful you'd always be.
Me? Why, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower-than-low two-timer like me.
You said I'd have everything, a beautiful diamond ring, a bungalow by the sea.
You're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney phony like me. I was lying, I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business you had to complete.
What I was doing, I would be a cat to repeat.
What about the evenings you was with your mother?
I was romping with another honey lamb.
To think you swore our love was real.
Baby, leave us, not forget that I'm a heel.
How could I believe you when you said love me?
Why, you know I've been a liar.
A good-for-nothing liar.
Oh, my good-for-nothing liar.
Everywhere that beauty glows, you are. Everywhere an orchid grows, you are. everything that's young and gay, brighter than a holiday, everywhere the angels play, you are. You're like Paris in April and May, you're New York on a silvery day. A Swiss Alp as the sun grows fainter, you're Loch Lomond when autumn is the painter. You're moonlight on a night in Capri, and Cape Cod looking out at the sea. You're all places that leave me breathless, and no wonder you're all the world to me.
Fred Astaire and Jane Powell, How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Loved You When You Know I've Been a Liar All My Life, and then Astaire with You're All the World to Me. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Lerner collaborated with Lane again in 1965 and 1969, both times on Broadway. One show had some success and the other flopped. On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever ran 280 performances after mixed negative reviews, but it starred two Broadway musical stars, Barbara Harris and John Cullum. Two of the show's songs were popular beyond the musical. Barbara Harris, What Did I Have That I Don't Have, and John Cullum, Come Back to Me.
I don't see why they redesign me. He likes the way he used to find me. He likes the girl I left behind me. I mean me. What did I have that I don't have? What did he like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got a great big lack of? Something in me then he could see then beckons to him no more. I'm just a victim of. What did he love that there's none of? What did I lose the sweet warm knack of? Wouldn't I be the late great me if I knew her?
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze on your hands. on your knees, swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule, in a jet, with your hair in a net, in a towel wring wet, I don't care, this is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door, turn the highway to dust, break the law if you must, move the world only just, come back to me. Blast your hide, hear me call, must I fight City Hall, here and now, damn it all, come back to me. What on earth must I do, scream and yell till I'm blue, curse your soul, when will you come back to me? Have you gone to the moon, or the corner saloon, and to rack and to ruin, mademoiselle, where in hell can you be? In a crate, in a trunk, on a horse, on a drunk, in a Rolls or a van, wrapped in mink or saran, any way that you can, come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me.
Barbara Harris, What Did I Have That I Don't Have? And John Cullum, Come Back to Me. The book was muddled, and the big production numbers were heavy and slow, but the score was lush and melodic, and even included a touch of the playful to give some life to the story of a woman with ESP who believes she's been reincarnated. Without the case of Bridey Murphy in the mid-50s, the show would probably never have come about. Here's one of the score's most appealing numbers. John Cullum and Barbara Harris, Hurry, It's Lovely Up Here.
Talk to flowers right here.
You haven't got a thing to fear.
What if someone should see?
There's no one here but you and me.
You mean talk just as if they were in this ground. Okay, but please turn around, turn around, turn around. Hey, buds below. Up is where to grow, up with which below can't compare with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Life down a hole takes an awful toll, what with not a soul there to share with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Disinter yourself. You've got a spot to fill, a pot to fill. And what a gift package of shower, sun, and love you be met above everywhere with. Fondled and sniffed by.
Thank you.
dent. Courage, little friend. Everything will end, wrote a dandy. Hurry, it's lovely up here.
John Cullum and Barbara Harris, Hurry, It's Lovely Up Here. Lerner and Lane last worked together on Carmelina, a 1969 musical that ran only 17 performances. Despite its failure, Lane and Lerner wrote several lyrical songs that deserved a better fate. The book tells the story of an Italian woman who raises her illegitimate daughter. She doesn't know who the father is, but a local cafe owner is drawn to her despite her rejection of him. The cafe owner begins the show with this song. Michael Feinstein sings It's Time for a Love Song, and then from later in the show, Martin Smith, David Kernan, and Robert Meadmore, One More Walk Around the Garden.
It's time for a love song. It's time to remember the songs that in days gone by could warm the sky in December. It's time that a love song came back from the past, and all the glory of passion came back into fashion at last. And I have a love song, a song for the season that's filled with the fervor of a man in love beyond reason. It's time that a love song returned to remind us how the world may forget, but the time for a song is now. It's time for a love song. It's time to remember the songs that in days gone by could warm the sky in December. It's time that a love song came back into fashion at last. And I have a love song, a song for the season that's filled with the fervor of a man in love beyond reason. It's time that a love song time for a love song is now. The time for a love song is now.
Michael Feinstein, It's Time for a Love Song, and Martin Smith, David Kernan, and Robert Mead Moore, One More Walk Around the Garden. Lerner's 1976 collaboration with Leonard Bernstein took him back in a way to his and Kurt Weill's love life in 1948. That show took a single couple through a century and a half. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue examined the history of the White House and the number of its occupants between 1800 and 1900 with a focus on race relations. Patricia Rutledge, Take Care of This House.
Take care of this house. Keep it from harm. If bandits break in, sound the alarm. Care for this house. Keep it so clean, the glow can be seen all over the room. Be careful at night, check all the doors.
Patricia Rutledge, take care of this house. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue ran for 17 performances. Lerner's next and final Broadway musical, Dance a Little Closer, written with Charles Strauss in 1983, lasted exactly one performance. One wag renamed it Close a Little Faster. But one or two of its songs have persisted. That's how it is with Lerner. Even his flops had songs worthy of remembering. Jason Gray with the title song.
Dance a little closer, like it used to be. I need someone warm inside my arms, so please don't whirl away from me. Dance a little closer, we don't have to speak. I just want to feel you near and softly hear you breathing on my cheek. While the music's playing, can't we both pretend this is not a song for just a moment, but a song without an end? Dance a little closer till the morning light. I don't want to feel a song for just a moment, but a song without an end. Dance a little closer till the morning light. I don't want to feel alone.
Jason Gray, Dance a Little Closer. Alan J. Lerner achieved his greatest success with Frederick Lowe. The shows included Brigadoon and My Fair Lady, among others. But even with other composers, he continued to write songs worth our remembering. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Morning, I get up with the sun. Start hopping, never stopping. Too fine tonight, no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy? Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York.
Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.